plus the other services that we offer.
All right.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Josh?
Yes.
Hey, Josh, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
All right, man. Swinging a paintbrush.
Awesome. You're in Louisville, Kentucky. I love Louisville. My dad and I used to go there all the time for training out there.
How long has it been since you've been to Louisville?
I went to Louisville 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's changed a lot in 3 years.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I mean, crime is horrible.
Really?
Drug addiction's horrible. Homeless people everywhere.
Well, for some reason, that's what's kind of going on everywhere. That's how it is over here. And we're based out of California, so over here it's...
Hell, I ain't telling you that. I don't know. Right
now. Yeah, it's...
The most liberal state
here
in the union.
Yeah. I agree. It is so horrible. It's so bad here, too. I don't understand but most people...
Well, that's perfectly to understand. I mean, you got a bunch of rich, powerful people that used to live there that decided they wanted laws a certain way, and then now that since they don't like the way the laws are, they moved to other states to change them.
I mean, yeah, exactly right.
A lot of people moving to Texas, man. Now Austin, Texas is turning blue as hell.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Austin, Texas is pretty blue there. They have a lot of they have high crime. I actually have a cousin that her husband is a police officer in San Antonio, and he says that they have less population in Austin, but the crime is higher, the traffic's crazier, and their law,
yep.
I mean, they're just getting out of hand over there. And I'm like, yeah, well,
that's
going to be the next California.
Yeah.
It's sad to say, but, I mean, it's...
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get people that don't... That want rules for thee and none for me, and then after it's bad, then they're like, well, we're going to go somewhere else and start over, and then they keep the same policies even though they move somewhere else.
Yeah, for a cheaper price, it's like, well, there's a reason why it's different over there than it is where you move from. Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page with you on that one. But, I mean, I know here for the All You Need Handyman service, you have a Google Business profile already. You were talking to Serge. We have a first page placement on Google. Can you kind of run down with me? He said that you had some services before, but they just didn't pan out. What kind of services were you doing?
So I've been through Home Advisor, been through Angie's List, I've been through Service Magic before Angie's List bought it all. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for a long time, so I've went through some search engine optimization companies. Like I say, some as in multiple. I mean, it's just, to me, it's kind of one of them things, man. And I've done been sold the whole farm, if you know what I mean. And not pretty much one company's delivered unless I want to spend thousands of dollars a month. And I got enough repeat business where I don't have to spend thousands of dollars a month to turn a big number to be able to get work. You know what I mean? So.
No, 100%, 100%. And most of the companies you actually named off, is all bought by Angie's. Home Advisors bought by Angie's. Like you said, Service Magic.
Yeah, I was there before all they were.
Yeah, yeah. So Service Magic, they actually got shut down. They rebranded because they were, basically doing the same thing as Angie's deal is. Yeah. So, it's funny you say that. So Home Advisor actually has a lawsuit right now with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, for $7.2 million because of the quality leads that they're basically saying that they can get you and they're not delivering. So a bunch of business owners. So a bunch of business owners went to the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission actually.
One of them business owners.
It sounds like it, because they actually shut down Service Magic. Then they rebranded as Angie's. They were getting in trouble, and now they bought out Home Advisors, and now Home Advisor is getting in trouble for the lead services that they're projected onto people. So all they have is a database. So what they do is they just have a database of leads. They give it to you. You're competing with other, you know, handyman services in your area.
They spend bunch of money on pay-per-click ads and shit like that, and then just send them to people and charge them outrageous amounts of fucking shit after they fill out a survey.
100%.
Three to four rooms to paint, like $135, $140. If you do that to four dudes and only one guy gets that job, I mean, come on, man. You just made more than they did.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly what they do.
Like, I would rather spend some money through, like, MailShark or something and pay, like, $560 for, you know, 3,000 mailers and send them to everybody's house and, you know, 50% of them just throw them in the trash can. But that one, that 25% that actually calls pays for that whole thing. You know what I mean? Like,
no, absolutely.
And that's my thing is I'm trying to find some, I don't mind spending money on advertisement, but it's got to be something that's going to work. I'm tired of spending my wheels wasting money to. And I'm not interested in turning money to make money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, I know you did the whole SEO stuff. Did you have a company that was a Google Channel partner? So there's only 40 of us in the country.
Yeah.
Usually,
so,
go ahead.
I had three different companies. I can't remember all three of them, but, one of them was supposed to be like affiliated with one of two of them was supposed to be like affiliated with Google, and one of them was supposed to be like direct Google or whatever. But I mean, a lot of them people lie, man. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of it's serious.
Yeah. So what we do is we actually have an authenticity badge on our website because there's thousands of companies out there that says like we're affiliated with Google, we work on Google, we work with Google, stuff like that, right? We're a Google Channel partner, so we're actually the highest tier that you could be with Google. Like I said, there's only 40 of us out there, but unfortunately, the thousands of companies project their, you know, themselves as they are with Google when they're really not. So that's why we have like our authenticity badge that has our Google Channel Ads partnership on our website there. So when people do click on it, they can see that badge. Now I know you did the SEO stuff before. You know, obviously you went with three companies, but what did they specifically do for you and what were they trying to do for you when you were doing stuff?
You know, everybody gives you that thing of like, all right, well, you're not on the front page of Google because your directories aren't right. And we ran this program and it says this and this is wrong with yours and this and this and all that stuff, which, I mean, you know, I went through and tried to manually change some of the directories and stuff like that. And like, I've even cleaned Yelp pages. I've even done like different stuff like that. So like, I've tried over the 12 years, I've made myself pretty relevant with like over 37 reviews and, you know, all of them 5-star. You know, I've made my stuff out of what it is before, you know, all this stuff came on. So, I guess where I'm at with it is it's like, I don't know exactly what they were all supposed to do, but I know that, like, I can hang up with you, and before the end of the day, I'll have five companies call you like you.
Yeah, like no, 100%.
Trying to sell me something every day. So, like, it's just to the point to where, like, to be honest with you, most of the time when I get a telemarketer call or anything like that, normally I just don't even answer.
Right.
And you got kind of lucky because I'm sitting on a pair of earbuds right now.
Yeah.
I'll just be 100% with you, bro.
I appreciate the transparency. Now, I know a lot of our customers get those calls every day, too, so you're not alone. What we do is we could actually set up a Google business number for you on the front end. So, you know, depending on the services that you offer. So if you offer, like, let's just say you do a bathroom remodel, right? Or you fix like light fixtures or you do drywall painting and stuff like that. We could set up a front end that directs straight to your phone right here, but it would read as like for house painting, press 1, for interior work, press 2, for, you know, appliances, press 3, to speak with Josh, press 4, you know, stuff like that. And that won't necessarily eliminate 100% of your calls, but it's going to eliminate a lot of them because most of them are robocalls, right? They're just on a dialer. They're just trying to get as many people as possible. We do that a lot for our customers. So that way, you know, our job is to bring you customers. It's not for just people to solicitate to you on the first page of Google or anything like that.
I guess my whole thing is like, for 12 years, I've messed around with this stuff, dude. And to be honest with you, it's gotten to the point to where, like, I look at myself, I'm like, all right, cool. So I'll go with this company for 6 or 7 months and I'll use it as a tax deduction because I know ain't nothing else coming out of it.
Gotcha.
I mean,
it is 100% tax write-off. You're right on that.
Well, I mean, the whole point is, I mean, you know, to get a tax deduction, you need to spend money. But at the same time, it's just like, everybody fails that journey, and it's just like, man, like, I don't know. It's almost like falls on deaf ears now, if you know what I mean. And, like, I guess what I mean is like, I don't mind. Like, I know that, like, when you go to school and you go to college, they, like, tell you, spend X amount on advertisement, you know, budget this, do that. But at the same time, it's like, nowadays, advertisement, it's hard to find any company that's valid. And it's just like, you know, unless you spend a bunch of money. And I'm not into spending, you know, spending a shit ton of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into that because.
Yeah. No,
I
understand.
Make money other ways.
Yeah, no, definitely. And for us, it's not like we're the most expensive in the bunch, but we're not the cheapest, right? I mean, you can get somebody to do it for $50.
Well, no, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, for us, we tailor our business to small business owners like yourself. So really our service-based companies that we have as customers, they're anywhere from a one-man show all the way to 20 employees. That's really like, who we work with, and we work with all kinds of service-based companies and stuff like that across the United States. We do help. So for the product itself, we do help you get on the first page so customers can contact you directly. We also pair that up with a retargeting campaign through Facebook. Most companies do not do that. They're just trying to get something for you. We put your business in front of people that are already searching your services, and they've already had, you know, that idea of getting something either remodeled or fixed, so that way they can just contact you directly. Now, we do help you get integrated with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. I know you have a Yelp. That's great already. We just make sure that it stays up to date and current with what's all consistency with Google, so that way if somebody does search on a different platform, they would be able to see that, you know, everything is consistent and it doesn't say
everything
one thing over here. Yeah, one thing over here and one thing over here.
Yeah, I know all about the relevance thing and all that crap, you know.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. The SEO stuff, everything's got to match up. Everything's got to be perfect and all this stuff.
In Louisville, like what we don't work with everybody. So typically what happens with other companies that aren't Google Channel partners, they try to sign up everybody. They try to sign up you. They try to sign up a competitor. And what happens is that you start rotating. Right? Because now they have to be able to fit everybody that they promised on that first page, right? Where with us, there's only a certain amount of spots. Like, someone's unethical here. So we don't
do that.
Oh,
no, for sure. But,
yeah, we can't do that because we are Google Channel partners. So we have to actually close out that category once we work with somebody like you. So we cannot work with any of your competitors, making it exclusively us just working with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, so like, I got people like Yelp calling me and like, you know, for like, they want me to spend like $300 a month to be the first person on Yelp and then give me leads and all this different stuff. And it's just like, you know, $300 isn't out of the range, but it's just the simple fact of like, okay, so like, what's that going to equate to? You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I just kind of like, you know, I don't trust nothing until I see the, you know what I mean? Like the actual real nuts and bolts of it.
No, 100%. And I'll be fair and I'll say this. Yelp is a third party company, right? So people that search, they're searching on Google and then they'll have to get off of Google and go to Yelp and then find your company there, right? So Yelp is doing the same thing that Home Advisor does. They're taking the leads from Google and then they're reselling them back to you at a price, right? You could just be on the first page of Google and compete with just Yelp, right? You can be on that first page and you could just get the customers directly. And that's where we do, right? Yelp is also the same way, is they're going to send you a lead and you're going to have to contact that lead. You're going to have to either text message them, you're going to have to call them, and it's not exclusive to just to you. So now you're kind of back in the spiral deal with the Home Advisor by Angie's where you're, you know, you're not the only one reaching out to this person, right? So, and that's a cost per lead deal. Yeah, they'll say, hey, you know, we sign up for $300 and we'll give you X amount of leads. I'll be honest with you. For us, we can't even promise you that, because it's like on the first page of Google, we're targeting such a wide variety for you that we can't promise you that you'll get 100 leads, if you'll get 500 leads, if you'll get, you know, it'll fluctuate right. within month to month, right? And I want to be super, you know, transparent with you.
Yeah,
there
it also
too.
Depends on demographic too. I mean,
demographics, your target market. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Also too, the services so, that like, you provide, right? A commercial work.
Well, yeah. So like, if I was going to do this, I wouldn't want to put every service that I provide on there, because then I'm just like, I'm taking something I'm diluting my whole money I'm spending, if that makes sense. So like, I would only want to do like drywall repair and painting or something, or maybe just painting at first, because like at the same time, like I would rather have something that I know that is more of a better avenue for me to go down, as far as concentrating in one thing versus trying to do concentrate on just handyman, because, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people call me just to hang a picture or a TV.
Oh, yeah, fix
and
the doorknob.
It's not even worth me. Yeah, it's not worth me even driving to your house. You know what I mean? Because then I tell somebody like, hey, I got a $200 minimum. It's $120 an hour. And then they're like, what? And I'm like, well, you know, we got to pay for advertisement, insurance, fuel, tools. Like, I mean, you know,
your truck payment, you know, you got to pay for labor,
yeah,
everything like
exactly.
that. Yeah. No, I get you. No, I totally understand. We work with handyman all the time as well here. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to target the exactly what you said, just the services that you want on there. So the most profitable service. So obviously painting an interior of a house or painting an exterior of a house, like that's going to be profitable for you, right? So that's what we would do. Is we would make sure that anybody that's searching for somebody to do paint work, do you do cabinets as well?
Like what are you talking about, hanging them or painting them?
Painting them.
Oh, yeah, I'll paint cabinets. Just about any type of paint work.
Okay, so all interior paint work, exterior paint work. Yeah, I mean, that's really where we can help you out, put you there. And then also, too, like I said, now we're getting into, like, a retargeting campaign. So for – let me go over the prices with you so that way you can have that here as well. So for us, typically it's $599 with a $299 setup fee. With the in-business credit that Serge gave you, that price reduction comes all the way down to just $249 with a $99 setup fee. So it's only $348 one-time fee and then $249 month-to-month after that. The breakdown on that is $100 of that $249 actually goes towards your advertising for your retargeting campaign through Facebook. So you're not having to pay more for your advertising and then pay us. We're allocating that money for you. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, most companies, what they'll say is like, you do like a minimum payment and then you have to actually pay Facebook, and that price fluctuates based off of what they do. And that could be
very, it's all the court shit.
Yeah.
It's really expensive.
It gets expensive.
That's the reason
right?
why, like, that's the reason why I'm hesitant to, yeah. And that's the reason why I told you, like, immediately, like, the $249, it doesn't sound bad. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
And like I was paying $179 a month for search engine optimization, and to be 100% honest with you, I don't even think they did anything. just because, like, yeah, I would get calls, but at the same time, like, even though I got calls, like, I didn't really get the amount of calls that I should have. You know what I mean?
100%. And that's why we retarget, because that's where, I mean, to be completely fair, most of your customers are going to come from Google, right? I mean, everybody searches Google.
Right, 100%.
We just want to make sure, when they leave Google, because they have to go do something like cook, clean, kids, work, whatever it is that they put their phone down retarget them. They can contact you directly from Facebook now. They could either go to your website, they can call you, they could either text you. Just depends on how you like to be contacted, right?
Customers see
10 to 15% just from like the retargeting campaign.
Okay.
Yeah, because they've already searched your services, so they already have that in mind. They just forgot about it, and we have such a small attention span nowadays. With technology.
Well, no, I understand. I understand completely.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. Like, I actually have an app on my phone that, like, once I'm on my phone for so long, it tells me to get off.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I try to stay off my phone too. That's like one of my New Year's resolution is like technology, like get away from it and be present with like the people that are around me. Because I mean,
well, what you should look up, dude, is there's a couple scientific studies that talks about dopamine release and like how it affects serotonin levels and all this different stuff. And then like, you know, every time you look at your phone and scroll, like you release some dopamine. So then, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people aren't built with that much dopamine in their body, and their body can't
handle it
like it's supposed to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've actually read that stuff before. Yeah, I'm super into that stuff. That's why, like,
attention to detail and a lot of that.
Yeah, that's why, like, for me, like, that's why one of my New Year's resolutions was like, let's cut down the phone usage and be present with, you know, my family here. So. Before though, I mean, is this something that interests you? I mean, I know you've done it before. I'm actually going to send you a link. That link, because I did say I wanted to prove to you that we are a Google Channel partner. So that way you can actually see our badge of authenticity. So, you know, like, you know, it's not the other companies that say they're affiliated or whatever they said to you.
Right.
Well, what do you do? See that it'll show the local splash in the top left corner.
Okay. Hold on.
And then, yeah, it'll say take control of your online presence in big blue letters for you.
Yeah, well, I was just talking on the phone. Yelp just called me. Crazy.
You did say you'll probably get 5, so there's 1.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. So when you click
your online business.
Yeah, when you click it, it'll say that. It'll also say the proven success. So we actually just had our 19th year of anniversary here last month. So we've been in business for 19 years. We're going on 20 this year. We cover all 50 states. We've helped over 10,000 customers get on Google and on that first page. And then if you actually scroll down, you'll see the Google Ads partner. And that's where you'll see like the little colorful G, that icon. You can click that and it'll tell you about the Google Channel partners. There's, like I said, there's only 40 of us in the country. Most people, when my customers ask people like, oh, can you show me your authenticity badge? Click, they usually hang up because they know like we're not Google Channel partners at all. When you scroll down a little bit more to the SEO packages, you'll see the Platinum package. You can see everything that comes with it. That's the one that I set you up with, and I gave you that business credit that Serge told me about to give you. That brought the price reduction down to $249 month to month. So you're getting the $350 credit there from Surge. And then I went ahead and I waived the setup fee down to just $99 instead of paying a $299 setup fee. So like I said, the first month would be $348 and then $249 month to month after that. Now, this is important because I get a lot of questions from this. How long does that special price last? That special price will last for you as long as you are with us. So this is not a contract. Okay. You would never pay the $599. So I don't get you excited about the product and, you know, you get calls coming in and then I call you back up and say, hey, Josh, we're pushing the $599 now because, you know, it's been 2 months. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll always be set at the $249. You'll be grandfathered in. Now, granted, it does take 30 to 45 days to get you to the first page of Google because it's a process. I'm going to be super transparent with you. You already have Google business profile, so I've seen it done faster because you don't need to get verification or anything like that. You already have good reviews, so it's going to be actually worth your while there. But we would have Facebook up and running for you within 7 days, okay? Now.
Okay, yeah. I mean – me, 100% honesty, I hate Facebook advertising.
Okay. Do you not have a Facebook for your business, or do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have an Instagram profile, but I don't have a Facebook profile.
Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook profile?
I do.
Okay. I mean, we can help you build.
My wife share.
Okay, but we can help you build a business profile for your company. I know that you may hate Facebook advertising, but your customers are on there, right? And that's the way to retarget people. What we find is Instagram is great. I personally, I love Instagram, right? But what we find is people tend to buy on Instagram is like widgets, t-shirts, entertainment, stuff like that. They're not buying like service-based companies in what they have to offer. Usually that comes from the Facebook side, and that's what we have found that works really well. So that's why we stick with it. So we can help you build a page. We would help you populate that page. We would post there every other week for you. You give us pictures, we post for you. Our main goal isn't to just post, because likes and, you know, reshares and attention and stuff like that, that doesn't pay your bills. What pays your bills is customers contacting you so that way you can paint a house or interior or exterior, right, and doing those jobs. So that's why we do our main focus is the retargeting campaign and getting you in front of your customers so they can contact you directly. So like I said, we can help you build that stuff up for you. If you don't want to do that, the only thing is that you would just go down to, I mean, you would have to do the cost per click for the Google advertising, which you already said you don't like to do. So I don't even want to, I don't even want to give you that. What would you, you just do the pro, and that's just the Google business profile on the first page. That's a long process. So that does take 30 to 45 days, like I said, to get there, but you're kind of waiting around for people and you're really losing that retargeting campaign there, where that's where you're really going to get the ball moving. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense, but I've just seen Facebook destroy so much shit.
In terms of
just some customers that are impossible to please. It happens. Like I got a buddy that owns a landscaping service and he does great work, but there was a lady that like he could not please. Basically it got to where got to the point to where she just like bombarded him with all these like comments and was like bashing him and everything. And like, it just became a huge issue because she was tied to a bunch of hate to say it, but she was on the left and like a whole bunch of liberal stuff came out. And because he was a conservative and had a Trump sticker on his back of his truck, she blackballed him.
Blackballed him. That's crazy.
Yeah. And said that he was a Trump supporting business. Nobody needed to support his business and all this different stuff, all because of a sticker on the back of his truck. And that's what started it all. And she literally told him, was like, I would have never have hired you if I knew you was a Trump supporter. So like
that made
me step the fuck back from Facebook.
Yeah.
Like just to see how polarized the country is, and like that could destroy your business, dude. Like, and it doesn't matter about my political affiliation of what my work job produces and my accountability and my dependability and my product. You know, that has nothing to reflect on that.
Yeah, I mean, to be completely fair, that's horrible. I mean, you know, it just happened all across the
world. No way to avoid it.
Yeah, but I mean, it could happen even if you don't have a Facebook, to be completely honest. I mean,
100%. Yeah.
You know, I mean, just the title of your business, people can post it anywhere and say like, hey, like, you know, this guy's a conservative, which in my opinion, I really don't care what you are. So as long as you're morally and ethically, a good person that we could just do business with, like, just, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm polite to you. I do the right work.
Some people are that way.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Some people are that way though.
Especially in 2020, it was pretty bad. I know exactly.
It's getting ready to be bad this year too.
Yeah, well, it's election year, so yeah, that's true too.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like we're literally throwing everything in the washer and putting it on a heavy wash right now. Like everything's soaking. It hasn't even started any turmoil or anything yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you're kind of already seeing it with what's going on. I've just been reading. I read a lot, so. But I mean, it's really up to you. Like, I just want to help. Like, my dad's a small business owner. He's a one-man show. He's always been a small business. Yeah, so he's a one-man show. He can't take on, like, the world because he's a one-man show. But what we do with him is literally what I'm telling you right here is he's on Google, and we pair it up with Facebook ads, and he stays consistent through the whole year.
Like you were saying, there's no contract, so I could stop it if I wanted to, right?
Yeah, so we just ask, like I said, for a 2-month verbal agreement. But again, it's month to month, so you use your own discretion, like I said, right? There's no early termination fees. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. The only thing we ask, Josh, is if you are going to cancel or you want to pause the service for any reason, you just call us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, so that way you don't get billed out for the next month. That's it.
Right. Got you.
Okay. So what I can do is I could actually lock you in at the 249 rate, and then I can get you on an onboarding call as soon as Monday with my tech team. Now, I'm going to work on your account here, but my tech team is just going to call you and introduce themselves to you, and then they're going to verify that everything is correct. So I always live by a code that my dad always told me. He always told me, hey, Charlie, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So that's what
that's
we do
right.
here.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah. So that's what we do here is I send everything over to my tech team, and before we get rocking and rolling, we always call you, introduce my tech team, and then we verify everything is correct with all the services that you want to populate for, which I just have. You want to kind of keep it basic with drywall repairs and painting. But I'm going to get specific, right? You do mainly residential, so I want to put in here, like, houses, interior, exterior, also to cabinets. So that way, anybody that's searching up, like, cabinet painting, you would populate on that as well, too. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, and deck staining as well.
Deck staining.
Wood, deck repair and deck staining. Yeah, I do. I actually have a contract with a local business here that makes their own stain, and we do a log cabin and deck restoration and stuff, so I'd definitely like to have that on there as well.
Nice. Do you build decks at all, or you just do the repairs?
I do, but I don't, like I said, like I wouldn't want to advertise for that because, like, I'm limited on how big of ones I can build because I just have help.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was
so,
just asking.
So, like, I do custom smaller ones, but I won't do any, like, big custom ones because I just don't have the manpower, man.
Yeah, and it would take
and
you
I'm
probably
not interested in trying
months.
To hang 16 foot by myself.
Yeah.
Exactly, man.
No, absolutely. So, funny story there. Well, not funny, but true story. My dad, we actually built a deck. He's really good with woodworking stuff. So we built a custom deck in his backyard, and I actually he lives in Washington. I had to fly home, and I told him, I was like, okay, be careful while you're on there. We already hang, like, the beams and everything. He was just putting the sheet on the top, and we put, like, a see-through because it rains in Washington. So you're protected, but you can see the water. And, I get home, he calls me the next day, he actually fell off the ladder and broke his humerus.
Oh, no.
And he asked me to come back up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had to, like, take care of him for a whole, like, 2 months. I was like, I told you to be careful on the ladder, Dad. He's like, I know, I threw that one away.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you it's your fault, you jinxed him.
He did. How do you know? You must know him very well.
I'm in the construction field, dude. I know what's up. You don't talk about that stuff. If it happens, it happens, but you don't talk about it.
Yeah. I just said, be careful on the ladders, please. Because he had a gimpy ladder. So one side was unhooked and the other side was hooked. And I'm like, he's like, you should have never told me that. I was like, well, you should have never been up there, to be honest. You're 60.
Right.
So,
sure.
All right, so Josh, I got here.
That my dad's 63 and lives in Florida and works every day. So.
Yeah, my dad can't sit still. Even when he broke his arm, he was still out in the yard doing stuff. And, you know, and the doctor was like, all right, you got to let it heal. And he's like, okay. And he goes, what am I supposed to do, lay there all day? No, I'm going to use my other hand. I was like, okay, well, there you go.
For sure.
So, all right, so for the business,
I mean, it's kind of one of the things, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Productive, and
you can't, I said, it's one of them things, you're raised productive and
yeah.
when you're raised and have these expectations and then somebody tells you, oh, well, you need to sit idle, that don't normally go over very well.
Yeah. Well, my family comes from a farmer's, I come from a farmer's family. So, where
yeah, so you're up at 4:30 in the morning, man.
Yeah. Everybody always asks me, like, how come you wake up so early? I was like, I don't know. But now that you say it, yeah, I come from a long life.
You wake up when the rooster crows. And,
yeah, that's
it. You wake up when the rooster crows and go to bed when the sun goes down.
And that's it, yeah, that's it. And you do that every day.
Yep. That's why farming people live a lot longer is because they eat better and they also work a lot. So they're very active people. Even though they don't exercise a whole lot, they're still really active. I mean,
yeah,
I know where I'm from in Kentucky, dude. I mean, we're a tobacco state, and now we've kind of changed from where the federal government's like bought all the tobacco farms up, and they pay people not to grow tobacco no more. But like here,
that's
we
crazy.
Still do corn and a bunch of other stuff. But everything's now is GMO, so everything's allotted and it's got certain different stuff that goes with it.
It's all
kinda
massively
crazy.
Productive, yeah. It's the same with the food.
Well,
it's all
even just that. Like into the farming nowadays, like you actually have like, for example, like, you know, if you use Monsanto seeds, you got to use Monsanto fertilizer. But those seeds are counted. So like if you use them in one crop, you have to discard them because it's against the law for you to plant them again.
Really? That's weird.
Like all that. Yeah. Big business in farm is crazy, man. That's why a lot of these farmers are getting choked out because like Bill Gates and stuff is buying these farmlands and selling carbon credits to Exxon and places like that.
That's scary. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, what it is it's, you know, 3D printed meat, and they're trying to create a business for it. And if they get rid of the cows, then they have a business.
Yeah, 100%. And Texas is the biggest farmland for cattle. Texas and, what, Oklahoma, so.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
The largest farm owner in the world. I mean,
yeah,
in the nation, I'm sorry.
And doesn't do any farming. Yeah, that's what's the scary part.
Nope. Yeah. But he has a patent for 3D printed meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's insane. That is crazy. But so Josh, what I have here is I just want to make sure I have all your good business information correct here. Cause I don't, like I said, I don't want any discrepancies or anything like that. I do have all you need handyman service and, painting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then obviously I know you're a service based company, so you're going and doing the work, but the address I have on here is the 230 Lynn Lee Road, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, 2030.
2030. What did I say?
2030.
I did say 2030. I'm sorry. And then the zip code is the 40216.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do any work in my area.
Yeah, I know. It's just to verify. That's all it is, because what happens is Google always is checking to make sure that the Google business profiles are verified by the owner. So they're just going to verify. That's it. Now, I have a question here, because I know you had mentioned you get a lot of calls and everything like that. So the business phone number you have is the 502-767-2486. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do you want us to make a Google business phone number for you so that way we can have that voice deal in the front so all the robocall, well, not all of them, but most of them will pass by you and we can put it on there for like press one for this, or do you just want to keep your number on there? It's up to you.
I'll probably just keep my number on there because my business cards all reflect my number. So.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for the website itself, I don't see that the website is up and active. Is it up and active still? Or
it's not a website. It's a landing page.
It's just a landing page for you? Let me see here.
Yeah. Because, like, everything's like a call to action on it because it's, like, not even actually, you know, I mean, I don't use email or anything like that. Everything to me is, like, it's called.
Just call you. Yeah. Because people usually want it done right then and there anyways if they're trying to get something fixed.
Well, I mean, with me, honestly, like, I mean, it's too hard for me to keep track of emails and answer them promptly and stuff because I get so many emails. So, like, with me, it's more easy to just have the phone, and when I talk to them, then I can either text them or have them text me their information and just pin it to the top of my text messages. So
that
I can
Yeah, no,
keep
that's
it relative
smart.
To myself.
Yeah, no, that's smart, too. Okay. Okay, yeah. So I'll put that link in here for my tech team to look at it as well, so that way they make sure that everything matches up with your Google Business Profile. For your first name, is it Josh, or is that short for Joshua?
It's short for Joshua.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Kragus, K-R-A-G-E-S.
K-A-K-R-A.
K-R-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kragus like Vegas.
Kragus like Vegas. I like that. And then email address for you so I can send everything over to you in writing?
It's JOSHKRAGESISALLUNEED.
Okay.
It should read Josh Kragus is all you need at gmail.com.
Sugary Josh Kragus is that what you said?
No, I said it's Josh Kragus is all you need at gmail.com.
Oh, Josh Kragus. Okay. I heard sugary and I was like, what?
Nah, it's probably the earbuds or something. Nah, it should just say my name and then is all the letter you need at gmail.com.
Okay. And then you guys are Central Time, correct? Or you guys fall in the Eastern Time Zone?
No, we're Eastern. We're Eastern, man.
You guys are, like, right on the border then, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some of our states and I are behind. Some of us not.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Okay.
Not really, man. It's like going back into time. Like, I go visit my buddy that lives in another county over. I can leave my house at a certain time, and it's like an hour to get to my house. So when I get home, it's the same time.
It's the same time, yeah. That's
it's pretty cool.
Right. It's
traveling back in time.
You're just traveling back in time. That's how I look at it too. So, or you're traveling
back to the future.
Yeah, yeah. If I go like I have family in Florida, so it's like when I leave, and the flight takes like 8 hours, but it's really only a 5-hour flight because the time zone changes. You're like, well, that was fast. It's like, no, it was fast. It was the same time. It was just time zone changed on you.
Yeah. Well, it's just like whenever I went to San Diego to see my uncle. He lived on Coronado Island.
Okay.
And, they got a house on Coronado Island, and it was pretty cool, man. We went to the military base. I got to fly Navy Chinook helicopter simulator, like all kinds of shit. It was pretty cool. But
Is that where you went?
No, it was in Coronado. We went to the Navy base in Coronado Island.
Okay. I know where that's at. Yep.
Yeah, right there on the peninsula. And yep. I got to fly Chinook fucking helicopter simulator, dude. Like I grew up on flight simulator and shit like that.
Oh,
he was a pilot of a brigade of Chinooks. It was cool as hell, man.
I'm surprised if you did that. I'm surprised you didn't become like military pilot or anything like that.
He tried to get me into that, but like I'm nearsighted, so I need glasses. So I would have never passed the flight.
You would have never done it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never know. I'd end up being some glorified ammo guy or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Just running around, just getting ammo.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing about it now. Like, we was talking to him not so long ago when he came in. He's retired now, so he came in not so long ago. We was talking about it, and I was asking him. I was like, so since the hypersonic missiles have became a thing, I was like, how do you feel about riding on a boat? He was like, you couldn't pay me to join the Navy now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because like if you read the articles they just put out, like Navy Intelligence Wise on Politico and stuff, they talk about how the Nimitz class of aircraft carrier is the last carrier they'll ever make because now they're basically just sitting ducks in the ocean because they'll just be overwhelmed with hypersonic missiles. There's nobody can do about it.
Jeez. Yeah. Don't count me in for
so
that
like everybody that's yeah, like, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it until we, like, get all these, like, energy weapons together and get them all good. They're talking about now that we'll be able to, in the next 2 years, we'll have a force field of energy we can put around our ships in the ocean to where, like, no missiles can come within, like 10 miles or something like that.
Wow.
That's
great. Technology is just, the energy and, like, the technology is just rapidly getting crazier. Yeah.
Well, it's got to stall eventually.
Yeah, but I mean, until it does, I mean, you're looking at like almost like the Avengers type deal where they just have all the latest cool gadgets out there that you're just
yeah.
Like,
well, I listen to a lot of podcasts. That dude, that's Eric Trent that owned Blackwater. He was talking about like the most effective military apparatus that they have in Ukraine right now is a $35 drone from Australia.
Wow.
It's a cardboard drone that they sell from Australia, and like they're putting grenades on them, taking a cell phone apart, putting the chip in it to where they can hook it to a servo.
Yeah.
Well, they hook it to a servo and put a grenade on it, and the grenade pulls the pin when it tells them to, and they have a 10-second flight to wherever they're going, and it just detonates.
That's insane. That is insane.
Yeah. War got a lot cheaper. You know what I mean? Instead of spending billions, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. So Josh, I have everything here set up for you so far for the, for my tech team. I still got to make a little bit of deals here for you. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the card information that you want to put on file. I'm not going to charge it just yet. I'm going to take you through a voice verification. This is an added protection for you as well as a Google Channel partner. We're going to send that to you in writing when I'm done. I'm going to ask you for a security question that I'm going to set up for you here too. So here at Local Splash, we never share or sell any of your information. But we do have the security question for you for a protection as well. So every time we call you, we're going to ask you this just to verify that we're always talking to you and for you to know that you're always talking to us as well. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, so for the card you'd like to put on file, is it a business credit card or is it a debit card?
Yeah, it's a business debit card.
Okay, and it just says all you need handyman service and painting? Or is that pretty long for the card itself?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. It says it's got my name on it, and it says all you need.
Okay, all you need.
All dash the letter U dash need.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I have a long last name, and I was going to say, if they fit all you need handyman service and painting on that card, I'm going to my bank because they said they could not fit my last name on my card. They actually cut it off.
Funny.
So, oh, my gosh, it's hilarious. So
that's
with the card itself, is it still related to the same address as before, the 2030?
Yeah, same address.
Okay, and then for the card, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, is it an American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and then I'm ready whenever you are for the number on the front.
5581-6396-2934-5191.
Okay, and then can I read that back to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I have 5581-6396-2934-5191. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
Is 4/27.
And then the security code?
100.
Okay, and then I'm going to set up your security question here for you. Like I said, we're going to protect you here. We're not going to sell or share your information, but I have three questions. You can have one of them. So I have your mother's maiden name you can have, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name.
Okay, first pet's name, and what was your first pet's name?
He actually ain't my first pet, his current one, but it's Damascus.
Can you spell that for me?
Well, I Damascus, just like
okay.
The steel.
Okay.
I work dogs, so like, that's actually, if like I had a choice in the security question, that's what it was going to be anyway.
What kind of dog
is
it?
Well, I mean, we do Malinois. He does, we do live fire, rifle, pistol training with him. We do
nice.
Search and rescue where we find
people
up to close to 3 miles
And then we also do personal protection, like carjacking scenarios, home invasions, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I need one of those dogs. I'm looking at getting a Dalmatian. I've heard they used to actually be horse protectors back in the day. They actually used to run by the horses when they had carriages.
Pay attention to the actual genetics of that dog. And the reason why I say that is that Dalmatians are notorious for being blind or deaf.
Yes, that's what I heard, that they actually are born either deaf or half deaf. So that's where I'm doing some research on it to make sure that
some of them are born blind too, man. A lot of health problems with a Dalmatian.
Okay.
I'm not trying to turn you away from it.
I want to do my research. Yeah.
After buying the dog that I bought, I paid a decent amount of money for him. He wasn't the most expensive Malinois, but he wasn't cheap either.
Right.
He was close to $3,000. Okay. But he, you should get a health guarantee with any dog you get. And, one thing I've learned as well is if you go through a reputable breeder, they will not have a puppy for you to buy. So, if you go through a reputable breeder that's a real deal reputable breeder, they will put you on a list. And you don't pay the money. You may pay a deposit, $500 or something, but you wouldn't pay for the dog until the dog's done and been born. But the whole thing about it is you see the sire, the dam, you learn the genetics. There should be a hip report on them about bone structure for hip dysplasia and things like that. Another thing is keeping my eyes, pay attention to the diet too, because normally if you get a good breeder and stuff, it's really cool if they feed them raw. Because raw is the best period.
Yeah.
For a dog. Yeah. And I'm not talking about buying raw diet food from the dog store. I'm talking about going to
raw
buy
chicken.
10
yeah.
pounds of leg quarters.
Yeah.
Raw chicken, leg quarters with leg quarters, beef heart, beef lung, all the way down to the tripe and all that stuff. The only vegetables that a dog would ever eat would be the intestines out of an animal.
Wow.
And that vegetable or fruit or whatever it is will never be the same because it's been introduced to stomach acids and fermented and all that stuff. So
okay.
The big
yeah, no, I'm
there.
Definitely gonna look into that for sure. I was looking into the breed itself just to see everything first and then making sure I can, obviously I don't want the health problems, but I gotta do my due diligence there. But
a lot of them are really snappy too, man. So you gotta
really train it.
Obedience and
yeah.
Well, and if you're messing with a dog that can possibly go deaf, you need to teach it hand signals.
That's true.
You're not going to be able to verbally confirm anything. So, from there, you're going to have to work with an e-collar and use tones or vibrations for commands. So, if that dog goes running out of the yard and runs to the street and there's a car coming, that dog's not going to hear a horn. That dog's not going to hear that car. It's just going to run right out of the street and get hit. So you got to be able to have a way to actual reprimand the dog, correct the dog, and be able to be consistent as well as fair.
That is true.
A dog with a disability is no different than a kid with a disability. So
very true. Very true. No, I appreciate that telling me that because, that a lot of people don't take that into consideration. So I'm definitely going to do my due diligence there.
I've spent a lot of money in dog training.
Yeah. I know if I'm
a
trainer personally.
My dog trainer trains the dumb person.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
He doesn't
train
the animal.
Human.
yeah.
Exactly.
Because the
dog's
not messed up, you are. You don't know how to communicate with it. The dog knows communication.
Exactly. That's what my, when I was working with the dog trainer, I know personally, same thing. She's been a dog trainer for 30 years. So, but for this,
Does she do it with food or what's she deal with?
Yeah, she does it with food.
Yeah, so we normally do it with just praise. So, you're not going to be able to take food everywhere you go. So, in the beginning, when you first get it, it's a puppy, it's good to do it because it establishes a bond. You feed it its whole diet out of your hand, and you can teach it certain memorable things when it's a puppy that you'll never have a problem with as far as, going outside and things like that. But other than that, if you establish a bond, you're not going to have food with you constantly. So we use physical corrections and praise. So, we just really praise them up whenever they do good stuff, and then most of the time they really want to praise you. So they really want you to praise them. They want to do good for you anyway. So it's easier to implement that type of stuff.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm going to look into that. I have everything here for you. I just want to make sure I get everything over to you as well, so that way you can see your receipt and everything like that we sent to you in the invoice for your email. I'm going to walk you through this voice verification really quickly. This is just the outline of the service agreement that we talked about. It's going to just tell you everything like I already went over, but I'm going to read this to you. This is going to get sent to you in your email as well, okay? This is going to be for your records.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have a question, just let me know, and then I'll stop and rephrase it for you, all right?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, you need Handyman Service and Painting.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Josh Kregis, owner, operator.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Josh, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your dog's first, your dog's name, basically, okay?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us. So we're not going to bombard you, but we will give you updates on your Google Business profile and along, too, with that Facebook campaign.
Yeah, that's cool. My main thing is that if I don't answer, somebody will have to leave a message. I have to call them back or text me before you call me, because if you text me before you call me, then I know you're, you know, because I know it's going to be an out-of-state number or whatever it is, and it's going to come across my phone as spam. So,
right. Yeah, so what we do is we send over to you our terms and conditions, and on there it'll have like a little button there for SMSs. I'm going to have you click that once I send that over to you, and then that's just going to verify that we can send you text messages and saying, hey, Josh, we have an update for you, because I know you're working most of the time, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean, like in case I buy online advertising from someone else?
Yeah, so like if you hire somebody else to do this, you would just let us know.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's yes. Okay. I have a question for you. You have access to your Google Business profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I know some people don't. So I just want to make sure that you do. So that's good. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 12th. In the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Josh, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. I'm going to email that number over to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is my techs are going to call you on Monday from that 877 number. Do you want to program that into your phone so then that way when it comes across, it doesn't come across as just a random number. It comes across as Local Splash customer support.
Yeah, is there a way you can email that to me?
Yeah, so I'm gonna email this over to you.
I'm currently rolling walls right now.
Yeah. No problem. Okay, so let me see. What's a good time for you on Monday as well for my tech team to call you?
I mean, probably the morning time.
Okay, so we're Pacific Standard Time, so I have a availability 10 a.m. your time. Is that okay?
That'll work.
Okay. So I want to say everything went good on my end over here. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family over here, so we treat all of our customers the same way. If you have any questions, you want to add services, the ones that you already gave me, but you want to add on to it, don't be afraid to call that 877 number, because that's where they're going to be able to get you more services on that first page of Google. Okay?
Yeah, and that's not going to change any price, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. No, you're always going to stay at the $249 price, okay?
Alrighty.
Yeah, the only time that you would change the price is if you were going to